This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Children's Chorus. When I hear kids sing about freedom, civil rights, and a longing for justice, there's a shiver that travels all up and down my spine. Even when our world seems like it would be a grim place to grow up in, it's these voices and their message that gives me hope for the future. Tonight on WCRB In Concert, a celebration of the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, with the Boston Children's Chorus recorded live at Symphony Hall. Linnell Joy Jenkins is the guest conductor for a very special evening entitled She Persisted, celebrating women's strength and perseverance throughout the history of the Civil Rights Movement. It's the Boston Children's Chorus, and She Persisted, tonight on WCRB In Concert. I'm Alan McClellan. The title of the Boston Children's Chorus's 2019 Martin Luther King Day concert is She Persisted. It comes from the day in 2017 when Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren was silenced as she objected to the confirmation of Jeff Sessions as U.S. Attorney General. It was Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell who defended her silencing, saying, "Nevertheless, she persisted." And the phrase went viral as a rallying cry for women who persist in breaking barriers and speaking up for equality and justice. Tonight we'll hear the voices of young women, and young men too, who take their cue from women who have led the movement for civil rights and equality in America. Women like Rosa Parks and Harriet Tubman, but other lesser-known heroes as well. Boston Children's Chorus President and Artistic Director Anthony Tresick King talked with WCRB's Brian McCreath about this opportunity to focus on women in this 2019 MLK concert.
We want to make sure that women are heavily represented in the composers and arrangers. So 70% of the program is by women composers.
Oh my gosh.
The other cool thing is that I'm not conducting this concert.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly. To me, it's about putting your money where your mouth is. Like, if we really believe in this, then let's represent women in so many different ways. And there are great women conductors out there.
And so who is conducting?
That's a great question. It's Linnell Joy Jenkins from the Princeton Girl Choir. She's coming in, been working with the students over the past couple of weeks. And we're excited to have her. She's an amazing musician, and I know it'll be a good show.
Tonight we'll hear the singing voices of the Boston Children's Chorus, but we'll also hear some of their speaking voices, sharing the passion that inspires them. If you'd like to follow along, you can find the program book with texts of all the songs on this concert at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. So let's sit back and listen to the Boston Children's Chorus, led by Linnell Joy Jenkins, She Persisted, beginning with a call for leadership by the activist and song leader, member of Sweet Honey in the Rock, Bernice Johnson Reagan.
We are the ones, we are the ones, we've been waiting. We are the ones, we are the ones, we've been waiting. We are the ones, we are the ones, we've been waiting. We are the ones, we are the ones, we've been waiting. We are the ones, we are the ones, we've been waiting. We are the ones, we are the ones, we've been waiting. We are the ones, we are the ones, we've been waiting.
in the deepest depths of despair, she asks, "How has it come to this? How can I endure through this pain? How can people treat me in this way? Where is humanity? Where is the divine?" The protagonist of our next song, Harriet Tubman, was born into slavery in 1822, but vowed, "Liberty or death. If I cannot have one, I will have the other." She escaped from her enslavement in 1849.
A woman of incredible strength and commitment, not content with only her own freedom, Harriet Tubman put her life and liberty at risk an incredible 13 more times after she had escaped to make journeys back to the South to free other slaves through the Underground Railroad. Our next song imagines the experience of a slave being liberated by Harriet Tubman.
Come on up!
In our society, not all voices are valued equally. We know that throughout history, the voices of marginalized communities have been underrepresented in all fields, from culture to arts and politics.
Our next piece is by Florence Beatrice Price. Born in 1887, Price was the first African-American woman to be recognized as a symphonic composer after studying at the New England Conservatory here in Boston. She composed 4 symphonies, 2 violin concertos, and many pieces for voice and organ. Despite her impressive output, she struggled to be recognized as a major force in the world of art music. When she died, many of her pieces were lost altogether.
The Boston Children's Chorus believes that the song we sing, the stories we tell, and the words we read should be representative of our diverse community. We know that the barriers of prejudice and racism have stopped Florence Price and many other female composers and composers of color from receiving the recognition that they deserve.
We are proud to present to you Resignation, originally composed by Florence Price for voice and piano. It appears here in its fully harmonized choral version.
Emlanjeni, a song of the Zulu people. And before that, Resignation by Florence Price. And earlier we heard Harriet Tubman, a song by Walter Robinson. And the Boston Children's Chorus began this 2019 Martin Luther King tribute concert with Bernice Johnson Reagan's We Are the Ones We've Been Waiting For. You're listening to WCRB In Concert, tonight featuring the voices of the Boston Children's Chorus, directed by Linnell Joy Jenkins. Tomorrow night is the 2020 MLK Tribute Concert, and the Boston Children's Chorus has given this year's concert the title Still I Rise, the title inspired by Maya Angelou's poem by that name. That's tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Symphony Hall, and you can learn more by following the link at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Ethel Smyth was an English composer of the early 20th century and an activist in the women's suffrage movement. Here she is talking about her role in breaking windows in the homes of politicians who opposed giving women the vote.
At exactly 5:30, one memorable evening in 1912, relays of women produced hammers from their muffs and handbags and proceeded methodically to smash up windows in all the big London thoroughfares, inspired by the knowledge that exactly at that moment, Mrs. Pankhurst was opening the ball with a stone aimed at a window of 10 Downing Street. Nearly 200 women were arrested that evening. Some of us had been told off to attack private houses, and I had begged for Mr. Lulu Harcourt because of an infuriating remark of his, to the effect that if all women were as pretty and as wise as his own wife, we should have the vote tomorrow.
Dreams with their glory, glory. My name is Lynell Joy Jenkins, and I am so incredibly delighted to be here. The next piece in the program is Andrea Ramsey's Letter from a Girl to the World, a piece which expresses the emerging confidence of young women as they articulate their hopes and dreams for the future. We seek to empower them, empower their voice, and speak their truth.
Adventures. I want to live in the world where I can love all the things that I love and no one can tell me that I can't.
I am an independent woman.
I want to be the type of girl who walks golden paths and lives and learns and laughs.
I want my voice to be heard and my words trusted.
I want to make my parents proud.
I want to be able to be who I am no matter where I am.
I want to live in a world where everybody is treated by the law.
Letter from a Girl to the World, with music by Andrea Ramsey and text by 7th and 8th graders from Bentonville, Arkansas. And before that, The March of the Women by Ethel Smyth. You're listening to WCRB In Concert, and this hour we're featuring voices of the Boston Children's Chorus led by guest conductor Lynell Joy Jenkins in the 2019 Martin Luther King Day Tribute Concert.
Let's go. A free bird leaps on the back of the wind and floats downstream till the current ends and dips his wing in the orange sun rays and dares to claim the sky.
But a bird that stalks down his narrow cage can seldom see through his bars of rage. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing.
The cage bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown belonged for still. And his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the cage bird sings of freedom.
The free bird thinks of another breeze, and the soft trade winds sighing through the trees, and the fat worms waiting on a dawn bright lawn, and he names the sky his own.
But a cage bird stands on the grave of dreams, his shadow shouts on a nightmare scream, his wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing.
The caged bird sings, in a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still. And his tune is heard on a distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom.
A song by John Legend and Common, arranged by Stephen Feigenbaum and sung by the Boston Children's Chorus in the 2019 Martin Luther King Tribute Concert at Symphony Hall. And before that, we heard Maya Angelou's powerful poem, Caged Bird, That set started with the spiritual Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around. In this concert, entitled She Persisted, the Boston Children's Chorus is focused on the perseverance and strength of women throughout the history of the civil rights movement. And next, How Can I Cry by Moira Smiley on WCRB In Concert.
We shall walk through the valley in peace. Our next song is a traditional spiritual, which reminds us of Dr. King's commitment to nonviolent protest, even when faced with brutal violence. His legacy reminds us to have perseverance and patience as we continually work towards a more just society.
We shall walk. and soul, Aretha Franklin.
R-E-S-P-C-T, about what it means to me.
We can all learn a little something from each other, so whatever they could be inspired by, where my music is concerned, is great. I don't think women need to do anything other than what they're doing right now, and that's moving forward, moving to the forefront, moving into the areas where men have largely held captive. We're coming.
One, two, three, four.
Transformative work of Dr. King. This evening, you have heard words and music from artists, women, black women, who fundamentally changed the fabric of our society. From the poems of Maya Angelou, to the art songs of Florence B. Price, to the protest songs and anthems of Ethel Smyth and Aretha Franklin, the power of music has given strength and amplification to the voices of too many silenced by oppression and injustice.
There is plenty to celebrate, but there is plenty to learn. The legacy of our truths is reflected in the power of the Me Too movement, of Black Lives Matter, of the rebirth of Women's March, now in its third year. We need to continue to look toward our future.
When we are faced with injustice, I hope that we can remember the words and actions of strong women like Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks,
Nina Simone, and Coretta Scott King. They raised their voices.
They persisted.
We shall all
We shall overcome someday. The Boston Children's Chorus bringing this stirring concert to a close at Symphony Hall. All this hour on WCRB In Concert, we've been listening to She Persisted, the 2019 Martin Luther King Tribute Concert with the Boston Children's Chorus and guest conductor Linnell Joy Jenkins. Tomorrow night at 7, the Boston Children's Chorus is back at Symphony Hall for the 2020 MLK Tribute Concert entitled Still I Rise. And there's nothing more inspirational than being there in person. For information about that concert, click on the link at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Our thanks to the staff and singers of the Boston Children's Chorus for their help in bringing you this concert. Thanks also to WCRB audio producer and engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Alan McClellan.